This is the Santa Trackers podcast from SantaTrackers.net.
Greetings, Tracker Elves. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News here for another episode of the Santa Tracker Podcast. The big news today at the North Pole is an episode of the North Pole Podcast we dropped over the weekend about how Santa gets around the world in one night. I did that episode with my radio broadcast partner, Elf Crash Murphy, and the North Pole Post Office has since been flooded with responses to it. Joining me to talk about that episode and some of the secrets to Santa's flight we could not talk about in that episode once again. Here's Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, do you realize what you said in that episode that got so much notice?
Well, no, Frank. What's the big deal with what I said? I don't get it.
The part that seems to be getting such a big response is what you said about non-believers.
Well, what did I say, Frank?
You said you didn't care if they didn't get anything for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's it. You do realize that thousands and thousands have responded to that comment, right?
Are those commenters believers or non-believers, Frank?
I have no idea. Why would that matter?
Well, if they're non-believers, why would it matter?
Well, it might matter if we want to make non-believers into believers.
Not my job, Frank.
Well, whose job is it?
Well, I don't know. Yours, I guess. I think it's okay to say that in what I do, whether it's as a reporter who follows Santa every Christmas Eve to provide the news, or as a trainer and recruiter for the Tracker Elf program, that I speak mostly to believers, Frank. Non-believers can go melt snow, Frank.
Melt snow?
Yeah, whatever it is they do when it comes to Santa and Christmas. Geez, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day have got to be really boring for those losers, Frank.
Losers?
Yeah, I don't mean that in a mean way. I feel sorry for those chowderheads, Frank. I really do. No wonder they comment on podcasts about things they don't believe in. They've got nothing better to do.
Well, but Crash, I would think our newscasts and our podcasts and our websites would speak to everyone, whether they are a believer or not.
Oh, I'm not saying they can't listen in, Frank. I'm just saying they should keep their comments to themselves. You know, I actually talked to Santa about this once. He told me he gets all kinds of messages that say, "I don't believe in you, Santa," or "You're not real, Santa Claus." Well, can you believe that, Frank? Can you believe taking the time to send a message to someone you think doesn't even exist? That's a special kind of stupid, Frank.
Crash, I agree with you in spirit, but do we have to call people names?
Well, they're just about as dumb as a bag of snowballs, Frank.
Well, the complaints are coming from non-believers, Crash, and I don't think you're helping the situation here now with your attitude.
My attitude, Frank? What's wrong with my attitude?
Well, it's not very Christmas-like.
Well, sure it's Christmas-like, Frank. Ho, 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 jingle bells and happy holidays, Frank. I say it to everyone. But if you're dumb enough to tell me that Santa doesn't exist or that he can't get around the world in one night, well, I'm smart enough to call you a few lights short of a full tree, Frank.
Well, not everyone writing in is arguing with you about Santa getting around the world at one night. Some questions are coming from believers and, believe it or not, from the ranks of our tracker elves. I think we can help them if you want to put down the put-downs, Crash.
Okay, Frank, what kind of nincompoopery are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we have a tracker elf from the UK, goes by the name of Elf James. He wants to know how the reindeer can fly so fast without their fur catching on fire.
Well, now, that's an intelligent question. You see, Frank, there's no doubt in that question, just curiosity. I love that.
So what's the answer?
I haven't the foggiest, but hang on, I'll find out. It probably has something to do with Vaseline or something.
Okay, fair enough. Elf Shaley from somewhere in Sector 5 writes in to ask, if Santa leaves Toronto and arrives in Kansas City 20 minutes later, when will he get to Denver?
I'd say a little after sunset and just before dawn, Frank.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Well, Santa always says to make sense when you answer, Frank, even if it means that you need to put a little shine on the jingle bell, you know what I mean?
Okay, whatever that means. Elf Delilah, a tracker in Idaho, asks if Santa ever goes backwards in time zones.
Actually, Frank, that's an outstanding question. And the answer is yes. There are some areas in the world that Santa has trouble getting into. For example, some coastal areas of Siberia kind of straddle that border between sectors 1 and 2. Santa often goes to Japan or the Koreas before he hits those northern Siberian coastal areas. So yes, he can go back in time zones he's already taken care of in certain circumstances. It doesn't happen a lot, but it happens. Elf Delilah sounds like she knows her time zones, which is a good tracker elf attribute to have. She should be doing that.
Okay, Elf Trevor, again from Sector 5 in Colorado, wants to know if Santa's sleigh has any kind of jet booster, like what you see in the movie Elf.
No way, Frank. Santa would never allow such a thing. In fact, I think his contract with the reindeer would prohibit any kind of artificial means of propulsion, Frank.
Wait a minute. Santa has a contract with the reindeer?
Well, yeah, sure. Is that a big deal?
Well, kind of, Crash. That would constitute an agreement. That would mean Santa would be responsible for doing some things, and then the reindeer would be responsible for doing other things. It could also mean there is some kind of money or compensation involved for their services.
Oh, I don't think the reindeer pay Santa any kind of money, Frank.
No, I don't mean it that way, Crash. In fact, it's the other way around, that Santa would pay the reindeer.
Huh? Why would Santa give them a place to stay, all the food they could want, and shiny bells to wear as they go with Santa around the world, and then pay them money? What are you smoking, Frank?
Well, now that you put it that way.
Frank, the contract is kind of like a job description. It tells the reindeer and Santa and all of us just who is doing what in this whole thing. Santa runs a tight ship, Frank. Everything is done in order. There's never any questions. When Santa takes to the sky, everyone has a job to do, and everyone knows their job.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Crash. I think what most people cannot put their head around with what Santa accomplishes every year is that he covers the whole world. Everyone gets a visit from Santa, and that just blows their mind.
Yes, but we gotta be used to that stuff by now, Frank. When the telegraph was invented, people were blown away that a message could be sent thousands of miles in an instant. The first airplane that went up carrying 100 people and landing 500 miles away in just about an hour was pretty amazing, too. We're surrounded by modern wonders. There's evenly sliced bread, the internet, homogenized milk, and even Twinkies, Frank.
Twinkies? Twinkies are a modern miracle.
Well, yeah, how did they get that white stuff inside of there, Frank? That's freaking amazing.
Jeez, Crash, you make them sound like they're ribs or something.
Well, there's another modern miracle, Frank. You see, Santa getting around the world in one night just isn't that big a deal, Frank. It can be explained just like ribs and Twinkies.
Do you think we really explained it well enough in that episode of the North Pole Podcast?
Well, yeah, Frank. It's not hard to understand, at least not to this lunkhead.
We get asked that question all the time because people can't explain it to themselves.
No, Frank, we get asked that question all the time because people avoid asking even the bigger question and answering it honestly.
Well, what's a bigger question than that?
Well, the bigger question is how can Santa Claus be real?
Really, Crash? That's the big question?
Sure it is, Frank. You see, people who bully and say there's no Santa Claus just haven't answered that question for themselves. In fact, they're in denial that they even have that question. They hear something simple, like Santa getting around the world in one night, and they just dismiss it, Frank. They say, no way, and that's it. But they don't realize not only does Santa do that very thing, it's just not very advanced technology anymore. We talked about the International Space Station, right? Did you know that the space station orbits the Earth every 90 minutes, Frank? There are jets now that can fly from New York to London in a little over an hour. Santa taking a whole night to get around the world is frankly a little slow compared to all that.
So you're saying that those who doubt Santa can get around the world in one night are really just people who deep down have a problem acknowledging Santa's existence in the first place?
Bingo. They're doughheads, Frank.
Well, slow down there, Crash. hold off on the name-calling again so we can keep our focus here. I think there has to be more here that we can explain.
Well, yeah, Santa has his secrets, Frank, but look, do you explain how the pitcher's fooling the batter by getting into the science of the curveball, Frank? We don't have to get into the mechanics of what it takes to make a non-flying vehicle like a sleigh move a large man and all the toys for Christmas for the entire world pulled by, well, gentle creatures like reindeer to answer the question, Frank. The fact of the matter is it happens. Every 365 days, it happens again. We have proof of it happening now for centuries. And now we have people out there saying, tell us how? What a waste of time, Frank.
A waste of time. Even if we're trying to explain this to tracker elves.
Oh, we don't have to explain this to tracker elves, Frank.
We don't?
No, they're believers. That's like trying to save the fish from drowning, Frank.
It is?
Yeah, if you believe in Santa, why would you have to question him getting around the world in one night? I mean, while you're at it, why not ask how he goes down a chimney? Or how he gets in and out without being heard? Or who is Santa for Santa?
Ooh, I love that question.
Yeah, but we don't need to get on to, you know, all the mysteries, Frank. We have a job to do as elves. That's to help Santa be Santa by doing our jobs. It's pretty simple.
So getting around the world in one night is a question we don't have to answer then.
Right, we got bigger fish to fry.
Like what?
Well, ribs and Twinkies, Frank.
You're right, Crash. There's a whole lot more to all this than doubt. The secrets of Santa's flight are all in belief.
Now you're talking. Sauce those ribs, buddy.
Indeed, and thanks, Crash, for the invigorating discussion. Join us again on the Santa Tracker Podcast as we get into what you will be doing on Christmas Eve as a Santa Tracker elf in our next episode. For North Pole Radio News, the Santa Tracker Podcast, and SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Frank Mer with Elf Crash Murphy, reporting on the Kringle Radio Network.